Well, we are a huggy people. We like to hug.
我们是很喜欢彼此拥抱的。
Well, good morning and aloha.
大家早安 ，aloha.
Okay, let's try that again. Aloha.
Aloha.
All right, you now want a trip to Hawaii?
奖励大家让大家免费到夏威夷去玩。
See Pastor Ricky. All right.
请跟 Pastor Ricky 要机票。Okay.
Just a brief introduction of myself.
我跟大家简单一下介绍一下我自己。
I started full-time ministry back in 1996.
我是1996年开始全时间服侍神的。
I was brought on board by Pastor Wayne Cordero from New Hope Christian Fellowship.
那个时候就是新希望的基督徒团契的 Pastor Wayne Cordero.
And at that time, The church was just starting. It was about, I was with Pastor Wayne. I was the third hire with Pastor Wayne. I was the third hire. I was brought on board full time.
Oh, 那个时候就是Wayne Cordero牧师就雇了三个人，他是第三个。
Once the church hit about 10,000 people,
我们的教会到达了一万人的时候
I decided to church plant.
我打算到别的地方去植堂。
In an area that was unfinished work for reaching Hawaii.
因为那个地方还有很多的夏威夷人他们没有听过福音。
After I had church planted in Hawaii, I realized after being there for 4 years that I didn't have any formal theological education.
我在夏威夷植了一个堂，然后在那边传福音。过了一年四年之后，我才发现，哎，我没有受过正统的神学装备呢。
And so at age 46, I entered seminary.
所以在46岁的时候，我就去读神学院。
And I completed my master's and my doctorate.
然后就读完了硕士跟博士学位。
And later on, the story is much too long, is that I have actually a learning disability.
那后来呢？我不敢相信，我才知道我竟然有这个
学
习障碍。
Yeah, so I have difficulty reading, let alone Chinese, but English.
所以我读不管英文中文我都没办法读就对了很困难
很困难 faithful,
但是神实在是很信实
and he helped me through my studies.
他帮助我完成了我的学业
So in 2006 I returned to Honolulu, Hawaii.
所以到了2006年呢我完成学业就回到檀香山
After spending some years in Pasadena, California.
本来是在加州的 Pasadena 那边
And while I was there, New Hope had an opportunity to provide some leadership at Eugene Bible College.
那我在那里的时候呢，新希望神学院就开始跟这个尤金的新希望
Eugene Bible College.
对不起，尤金圣经学院，那个时候他们开始有一些合作的关系。
And Pastor Wayne asked if I would consider being the president in Eugene, Oregon.
然后呢，魏牧师就问我说：“我愿不愿意到尤金的神学院去当校长呢？”
I told him, "You got to be kidding! I just got back to Hawaii."
我说：“你开玩笑吧，我好不容易念完书才回到夏威夷呢。”
Well, back in 2011, July 2011, I moved to Eugene, Oregon.
然后呢，我在2011年七月我就搬到尤金来。
After being the president of the Bible College in Hawaii for about 3 or 4 years.
那本来我在檀香山那边是当了三四年的那边神学院的校长。
People always ask me why did I move to Eugene, Oregon?
很多人常问我说为什么你要搬到尤金去呢
？Well, I came, as you know, in July.
那么我是七月来的。
And everyone told me that the weather is like this all the time.
他们就跟我说这个天气永远都是像这个时候这么好，七月的时候。
But the truth of the matter is, we were responding to the call of God.
但是当然了，这个跟气候无关。我们是在回应神的呼召。
To displace our family and move to Eugene, Oregon.
我们就全家搬来尤金。
Which is not suffering for the Lord.
这个不可以说是为主受苦啦。
But it's a great source of much joy.
但是实在是我们喜乐的根源。
It's responding to the call.
就是我们回应神的呼召的时候，我们内心非常喜乐。
I do want to thank. Dr. Don Bryan.
我要特别谢谢就是Don Bryan.
For having the vision to start the school nearly 40 years ago, over 40 years ago.
就是当初40年前他建立这个学校的时候有这样的意向。
And actually, in January,
1月的时候,
we will be celebrating our 90th anniversary of the school being existent as a movement.
就是学校开始，然后有接下来有这个New Hope的这个运动 90年的时间
It's a vision of a man like this
就是这一个人他的意向
who saw something beyond rainy Eugene
他看到的东西是超过尤金这个地方的
But it knew that it could be a place that would train young men and women
但是在这边这个学校可以建立年轻的人
to change the world
来改变世界
For the purposes of Christ.
为了耶稣基督的缘故.
Thank you, Don.
谢谢, Dr. John Bryan.
Well, Pastor Ricky asked me some months ago if I would be open to come and teach.
那么潘牧师就几个月前问我，我能不能来我们教会分享呢？
First, he says, you know, we are studying the book of Matthew.
他说我们那个时候正在读马太福音.
But preach on whatever you feel the Lord is leading you.
但是呢，你也不一定要讲马太福音，你可以心里面神感动你讲什么就讲什么。
And then about a couple weeks ago, he said.
然后几个礼拜前他说,
Actually, the we'll be in chapter 18.
我们其实刚好是到了18章的地方。
When you're here.
到时候那个海嘎什牧师来的时候，刚好我们马太福音是到18章。
So I've been reading through and praying through chapter 18 to see what the Lord might be saying to myself personally.
所以我就看了18章来看神到底对我说什么话。
To you as a community of faith.
也想要知道神要对各位弟兄姐妹说什么话。
And our wider Christian community.
还有更多的犹太的弟兄姐妹。
There are many major themes in Matthew chapter 18.
在马太福音18章里面有好多个主题
There's the theme of forgiveness
有讲到原谅的事
There's the theme of the lost sheep
也有讲到失羊的比喻
And then there's the lesson in conflict resolution
然后还有讲到就是当弟兄姐妹当中有冲突的时候怎么样来解决
I wanted to talk about the lost sheep and evangelism
我想要讲的就是这个失羊比喻跟布道
But I felt that the Lord says He wants us to talk about resolving conflict.
但是我后来却觉得神感动我要说的是怎么样解决弟兄姐妹之间的矛盾。
All three topics are very, very important.
这三个主题都非常重要。
But one seldom talked about in church is conflict resolution.
但是最少讲的就是怎么样解决冲突。
And guess what? Conflict even happens in church.
所以大家都知道了，就算是在教会里面也是有冲突的。
And it's not just between husband and wife and girlfriend and boyfriend.
我不是只是在夫妻之间吵架或者男女朋友之间吵架。
Sometimes it even happens between brothers and sisters in Christ.
就是弟兄组内弟兄姐妹也常常会有冲突的。
So the topic that Matthew talked about nearly 2,000 years ago.
所以在将近2000年前呢，马太写的这个故事。
It's pertinent to us today.
今天也对我们非常的重要。
And it's because it deals with the conflict between one another.
因为我们要来了解到我们彼此当中有矛盾、有冲突的时候要怎么办。
I'm going to read from Matthew chapter 18.
所以今天我们就来读马太福音18章。
Verses 15 through 20.
15到20节。
Okay, verse 15 says this, if another believer sins against you, go privately and point out its faults. If the other person listens and confesses it, you have won the person back.
15节说呢,倘若你的弟兄得罪你,你就去趁着只有他和你在一处的时候指出他的错来,他若听你,你便得了你的弟兄。
Verse 16 says this, but if you are unsuccessful, take one or two others with you and go back again, so that that everything you say may be confirmed by two or three witnesses.
第16节,他若不听,你就另外带一两个人同去,要凭两三个人的口做见证,句句都可定准。
Verse 17 says this, if that person still refuses to listen, take your case to the church. And if the church decides you are right, but the other person won't accept them, treat that person as a pagan or corrupt tax collector.
17节,若是不听他们,就告诉教会。若是不听教会,就看他像外邦人和税吏一样。
Verse 18 says, I tell you this, whatever you prohibit on earth is prohibited in heaven, and whatever you allow on earth is allowed in heaven.
18节, 我实在告诉你们, 凡你们在地上所捆绑的, 在天上也要捆绑。
I also tell you this in 19, that if two of you agreed down here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you.
你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意地求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。
And verse 20 closes with this, for where two or three gather together because they are mine, I am there among them.
最后的结尾就是二十节说呢，因为无论在哪里，有两三个人奉我的名聚会，哪里就有我在他们中间。
Now my subtitle for this particular chapter,
我给这一章给的一个讲道题目是
is called correcting a fellow believer.
就是纠正一个弟兄姐妹。
So it's about conflict.
所以讲到的就是冲突。
But the heart behind that is conflict resolution.
但是冲突只是开头，最重要的是要怎么样解决它。
Can I let you in on a little secret?
我告诉你们一个秘密。
I don't like conflict.
我很讨厌冲突。
Quite frankly, I think most Asians in particular do not like conflict.
老实说呢，大部分的华人都是不喜欢冲突的。
We don't like confrontation.
我们不喜欢面对面。
And who does? And in the church setting,
而且尤其是在教会的这个场合里面,
many people vote with their feet.
很多人呢就是靠他们脚来表达他们的意见。
If they are offended,
如果他们被冒犯了,
or if we are offended,
或者我们被冒犯了,
we rather leave than fight.
我们呢干脆就离开这个教会到别的地方去, 也不愿意把这个问题解决。
We rather walk away from the situation than cause a commotion.
我们不想要把事情又扩大, 然后弄出一大堆麻烦事来。
This is not an easy topic to talk about.
所以这个题目真是不好讲。
But I think God in His loving way,
但是我觉得神真的是很慈爱。
Would like us to be able to deal with the issue of conflict.
他会希望我们可以好地去解决这个冲突的问题。
Today we simply unfriend people we don't like.
在今天的社会里面呢, 如果我们不喜欢一个人呢, 我们就跟他绝交。
The word unfriend or unfriended was the 2009 dictionary word of the year.
这个 unfriend呢，就绝交这个字呢，是2009年的这个字典里面最常用的字。
The Oxford Dictionary defines unfriended as to remove someone as a friend from social media like Facebook.
然后牛津字典里面就解释说呢， unfriend 的意思就是把这个一个人呢，在你的社交平台上面，像类似脸书这样的社交平台上面，把它除去，把它删除他的名字。
With the advent of social media,
现在这个所谓的社交网站是这么的东西。Twitter,
Instagram, and Facebook,
像脸书还有Instagram跟Twitter这些东西，
it's very easy to like or unlike something.
你要喜欢或不喜欢一个人都很简单。
And it does the same thing in regards to friendships.
就变成友谊也是受这个影响。
If we don't like the way it's going,
如果我们不喜欢现在发生的事情,
we simply unfriend them.
我们就跟他绝交吧。
There's actually an app for that as well.
也是，也有这个app, 这个应用程式可以使用。
It cuts off relationships.
然后我们就把这个关系这样切断。
It cuts off social media contact from an individual.
那我们 unfriend 一个人之后，就在社交网站上面也跟他没有来往。
There is no longer any sharing of photographs.
那你也不分享你的照片，他也看不到你的照片。
No more invitations to events.
你在邀请朋友来你的 party 的时候呢，他也不会收到邀请。
There are no more sharing of life experiences.
你的生命当中发生了什么事情，在那个上面呢，他都看不到。
Sometimes we do that with people.
有时候我们是这样做的。
People that we love.
尤其是坐在我们爱的人身上,
and sometimes even our friends in church.
有时候教会里面弟兄姐妹都发生这样的事情。
That word unfriended was more popular than the words netbook, which is a laptop mobile device.
这个 unfriend 这个字呢, 当时那一年就是比 netbook 这个字还要流行, 然后 netbook 就是一个小的笔电。
Or even hashtag, which is the crisscross mark that helps people identify certain interesting topics.
或者是比这个 hashtag 这个字还流行。 hashtag 就是什么呢，就是一个井字，然后是一个主题，让你可以很简单的找到网上什么东西是你有兴趣的。
Some of you are old like me and don't even know what I'm talking about.
有些像这个海嘎什牧师一样年纪人根本现在不知道我在说什么。
But what they found is it's very easy for people to unfriend one another.
但是我们发现就是呢，要跟朋友绝交现在是太容易了。
There's another new word that came into the dictionary just in 2011.
2011年那个时候字典还多了一个新字。
And it's called weeding. W-E-E-D-I-N-G.
Weeding 就是除草的意思，除杂草。
And that says is if you have too many friends, you can just cut some off.
然后他的意思就是说，如果你在这个 Facebook 上什么朋友太多了，你就可以把这个像除杂草一样除掉。
So what Jesus was talking about 2,000 years ago,
所以耶稣在2000年前讲的这个东西
is pertinent today.
跟今天的情况真是切切相关。
And this morning we hope we can learn.
所以今天早上我们先要一起来学习。
Myself included.
我自己也要学习。
Not how to unfriend someone.
不要学习怎么样去跟一个朋友绝交。
But how to befriend someone.
而是怎么样去交一个朋友。
It's about conflict.
现在要讲到冲突的问题。
And it's about conflict resolution.
也要讲到怎么样解决这个冲突。
Before we talk about conflict, what conflict resolution is, we have to talk about what conflict resolution is not.
首先我们要讲什么，怎么样解决冲突之前，我们要先讲怎么做是不会解决冲突的。
What conflict resolution is not, is this.
怎么样做是不会解决冲突的呢？
Conflict resolution is not to strike back.
就是反击。
It's not to get even.
想要。
Is the word
报仇
revenge?
报复。
Now in the United States, we say don't get mad, get
even. 就是有一句这个美国的片语，对不对？叫做不要生气，你就去报复就对了。
Ever watch a movie?
你有没有看过一个电影
？And it's a love story.
是一个爱情故事。
The main character is this handsome young man.
这个主角就是一个非常英俊的年轻人。
He falls in love with this smart girl.
他跟一个非常聪明的女孩子谈恋爱了。
We find as we watch this movie,
我们一边看这个电影
that he's less interested in the girl.
他越来越对这个女孩子没有兴趣。
But he was more interested in the fact that she was smart and could help him with his homework.
但是他后来就发现，因为这女孩子很聪明，可以帮助她功课上的事情。
Then once the test is over and the class is done,
所以当这堂课结束的时候呢
，he drops her.
他就把她甩了。
They are no longer in relationship.
他们当然就是分手了。
You watch that and you get angry.
你这样看，你就会觉得很生气。
You feel her hurt.
你觉得这个女孩子太可怜了。
Suddenly that handsome young athlete.
突然你会发现这个本来很英俊的运动员的年轻人
It might look very strong and handsome like myself
他可能就像海嘎什牧师这么样的英俊
All of a sudden you're upset with them
突然你就会发现这个人真讨厌
You feel for her
因为你同情这个女生
And you think in your mind Don't get mad, get even
你就在心里面想说这个女孩子应该要讨回公道才对
So she decides to bake him cookies
所以呢，这个女生就打算要烤饼干给他。
But in these cookies, she put some very special ingredients.
但在饼干里面放了特殊的成分。
Like Tabasco, which is hot sauce.
也就是这个墨西哥的辣酱。
Or Ex-Lax, which helps you when you're stuck up.
还有就是这个通便的东西。
Or maybe a dash of rat poison.
还放了一点红毒药。
And you say, give them the cookies.
然后你在看的时候，你会说，对，这个饼干给他吃。
You know, it's funny. We get like that, though.
但是有时候我们也是像这样的，你知道吗
I know that's an extreme example.
当然，这个是比较极端的一个例子。
And I hope we're not serving cookies today.
今天应该没有饼干吧
？But what if someone says something that offends us?
但如果有人说了冒犯你的话呢
？What if they say something that's very mean?
如果他们讲了真的是很坏的话呢？
Or what if you hear rumors about you?
或者是你听到有人传你的谣言呢
？The path to solve this,
怎么样解决这些问题呢
？Is conflict resolution.
就是我们今天要讨论的冲突解决之道。
I didn't say it was easy.
我告诉你真不简单。
But I say that it's necessary.
但是非常必要。
But sometimes the barriers that we faced,
但有时候我们面对非常重重的阻隔,
are cultural.
有时候是文化上的阻隔。
In Asian culture or Japanese culture or Hawaiian culture, I would say,
在华人的文化还有日本人甚至夏威夷人的文化里面,
we have a saying.
我们有这句话这样说。
It's no make shame.
是不要丢脸。
Yeah, in other words, don't bring shame on your family.
就是不要给你的家人蒙羞。
Do not dishonor your father or mother or family name.
千万不要让你的名字、你的家人的名字还有你爸爸妈妈丢脸。
Therefore, we are culturally taught to avoid confrontation.
所以文化上我们习惯就是避免冲突。
Avoid conflict.
避免这些
To shove it deep down inside of us,
把这些问题深深地埋在心里。
And we never take care of the situation.
然后没有真正去面对这个问题。
The offense or the hurt.
不管是冒犯还是伤害。
But the truth is,
但是事实是,
we carry or shoulder the offense.
这些冒犯呢，你都还是背负着。
The hurt is still within us.
这些伤害也在我们的心里。
And eventually that hurt turns to bitterness.
它慢慢的会转成苦毒。
And bitterness gives the devil a foothold in our life.
苦毒就给魔鬼在我们的生命中留地步。
It taints our friendships.
它毁坏我们的友谊。
Bitterness is toxic to relationships.
苦毒可以毁坏我们的关系。
And it makes us very vulnerable to hear lies.
而且让我们很容易就是相信一些谎言。
Matthew 18:15-20.
马太福音十八章十五到二十节
often is used to talk about correction.
通常是用来讲来教导或责备或纠正人。
But I prefer this morning to talk about a different application of Matthew chapter 18.
但今天我想用这段经文来讲个不同的应用。
And a way of understanding this scripture.
还有一个不同的理解经文的方法。
And I propose that it is not defensive.
那么我要提的就是最好呢不要用这种防御的方式
But it is offensive
而要用进攻的方式
In a good way
当然不是恶意的进攻是好的一个进攻
The purpose of Matthew 18 helps us to redirect our thinking
马太福音十八章帮助我们重整我们的思想
And redirecting ourselves towards relationship building
帮我们的方向重新转向恢复关系
Instead of flight or fight
我们不需要选择冲突打架或者逃跑这两个选择都不必选
Most of us would rather run away
大概我们大部分人都想逃跑吧
But this morning I want to teach us how to fight fairly
但是今天我们要学习怎么样
Not in a way of hurting one another
去处理这事情不是要伤害对方
It's not a lesson about finding fault
也不是要看谁错
It's about discovering the truth
而是找到事实
and speaking the truth in love.
而且在爱心里说诚实话。
Matthew 18:15 says,
马太福音十八章十五节说
If another believer sins against you, go privately and point out the fault. If the other person confesses it, then you have won that person back.
十五节说倘若你的弟兄得罪你你就去趁着只有他和你在一处的时候指出他的错来他若轻你你便得了你的弟兄。
So the issue is to win someone back.
所以其实这边的重点是为了要得弟兄。
That's why you want to go and have a conversation with them.
这就是为什么你要去找他讲话。
See, the Bible is instructing us to be reconciled with one another.
圣经里面教导我们要跟弟兄姐妹和睦相处。
To win them back.
把他们赢回来。
To win us back together.
也是把我们自己赢回来。
The word reconciliation is defined as the restoration of Friendly relations.
Reconciliation 这个字的意思呢，就是本来有这个美好的友谊破碎了，但是把它重新修复。
Synonyms are reuniting.
跟它同义的字就有重新结合。
Reunion, bringing together again.
还有重新两个再次的在一起。
And I like this one.
那我最喜欢的就是这个。
Fence mending.
就是修补围墙。
It's repairing fences, removing.The boundaries.
就是修补你本来为了隔开另外一个人筑起的篱笆。
So how do we do this?
不是修补，对不起，拆毁。
Remember, I said it's not easy.
那我刚刚就说这非常不简单。
The first one is source.
其中一件事情就是这个来源,根源。
It's go to the source.
就是找出问题的根源在哪里。
So Matthew chapter 18:15 says, go to the person in private.
所以呢,15节告诉我们说呢,你要私下去找这个人。
Not by phone.
不是打电话。
Not by email.
也不是email。
Not a post on comment or on Facebook.
当然也不是在Facebook上面,
but to seek them out face to face.
而是跟他们当面。
See, technology is efficient, but it's not effective.
我们现在这个科技非常发达，但是在这件事情上面是没有效的。
It's necessary for us to go and see the person face to face.
我们需要当面的跟这个人谈。
We often say go back to the source because typically there is a misunderstanding.
我们有时候需要当面跟这个人谈呢，原因是因为很多时候都是误会来的。
As you've been studying Matthew, you've gone through the Beatitudes.
我们读过马太福音，应该有读过八福吧。
And Beatitudes talks about being meek.
那个八福里面讲到的就是温柔的人。
That means putting aside self-justification long enough to express yourself respectfully.
就是把先不要自我防卫，而是好好的表达自己的意思。
This text is talking about explaining the facts.
这段经文讲的就是解释事实是什么。
To do that face to face.
而且是面对面的来解释。
Eye to eye.
眼睛看着对方。
Heart to heart.
心也向对方敞开。
It does not mean submitting to further abuse.
当然不是说你去要给他继续骂，如果他伤害你的话。
But it's being open to see if there's another side to the story.
但是呢，要打开我们的耳朵听一听，是不是有另外一个版本，对方的立场来看这件事情不一样。
It's an opportunity for you to share how you felt in that particular situation.
那么你自己也会有个机会可以表达自己的感受。
Let me tell you a personal and true story.
我告诉你们一个真实的故事。
I wanted to get into ministry at a very early age.
我很年轻的时候就想要来做全时间服事。
I got into a relationship very early on.
我很早交了一个女朋友。
And I got married to that person.
然后跟她结婚。
But I realized that we weren't equally yoked.
但是我后来就发现我们没有同父一轭。
I was a believer and she wasn't necessarily a believer.
我是信主的，但是她还没有信。
And there were other things that were going on.
当时还有其他的一些问题。
So my relationship with that person ended in a divorce.
那么后来我们就离婚，以离婚收场。
I was a part of a church.
我当时在一个教会里面。
And served there for about 5 years.
在那边服侍了大概5年。
And then I went on a mission trip.
然后我去参加一个短宣队。
To Central America.
去到中美那里。
And I felt the Lord really speak to me.
我觉得神真的对我讲话。
And I felt the call to get into ministry.
然后我觉得我想要开始服侍。
So from Central America, I called my pastor to make an appointment.
所以我在中美洲的时候，我打电话给我的牧师，跟他要谈一谈。
I couldn't wait to go ahead and meet with him.
我非常想要赶快当面见到他。
That was the longest and shortest meeting I had in my life.
但是那一次的会议呢，我跟我牧师的见面呢，是感觉是非常的短，但是让我印象非常深刻。He
told me because of my divorce.
他告诉我说，因为你离过婚。
Because of my past.
因为你的过去。
I could not be a pastor or missionary.
不可以当牧师，也不可以当宣教士。
I left discouraged.
Sorry.
I left discouraged.
哦，我就非常非常的灰心离开那里。
And I was really sad.
我非常难过。
But I continued to serve at that church for another 10 years. When I heard about New Hope Christian Fellowship starting a church with Wayne Cordero,
后来我就听说Wayne Cordero牧师开始一个新希望的团契。
He invited me to work with him for a while.
所以他就邀请我去跟他一起工作。
And eventually he invited me on staff.
后来他就雇佣我了。
And when I got my business card, I was really surprised.
当我拿到我的名片的时候，印好的时候，我非常惊讶。
That my business card said Pastor Guy Higashi.
上面写着Guy Higashi牧师。
And I said, Don't you know my past?
我说你难道不知道我的过去吗？
Don't you know that I was divorced?
你不知道我离过婚吗？
And he said, Yes, but I still feel like you can serve God.
那他说是的，我知道，但是我觉得你还是可以服侍神。
But the hurt from the previous pastor was still within me.
但是呢，之前那个牧师给我的伤害还在我心里。
And so then Pastor Wayne gave me a document to get licensing as a pastor.
所以呢，魏牧师就给我了一个一些文件，让我
去 make it official
去取得这个牧师的执照。
And The document says if you want to apply to be a pastor, it's a one-page document.
如果你想要申请成为牧师的话，你需要填这个申请表。
But if you were divorced, fill out these other 10 pages.
如果你离过婚的话，你这个申请表有附录，要填10页。
Those documents sat on my desk for 5 years.
这些文件呢，就在我的桌上放了5年。
And then when I decided to church plant,
后来我决定去职堂的时候,
I realized that I really have to fill out these documents.
我才发现我现在非填不可了，我不能逃避了。
So I worked through the first page.
所以我就先开始填了第一页,
and the other 10 pages.
然后后面10页,
and on the very bottom it says, get a reference.
然后最下面呢就说你需要有这个推荐。
And then I heard the Holy Spirit say, you know who your reference is from?
然后我就听到圣灵说你知道你的推荐是谁吗?
You must go to the former pastor who said that you could never be a pastor.
你必须要去请那个说你不可以当牧师的那个牧师当你的推荐人。
As you know, it's difficult to argue with God.
你知道吗?跟神争辩那是没有意义的。
So I drummed up enough courage to actually have a face-to-face meeting with my former pastor.
所以我鼓起了勇气去见我之前那个牧师。
And I never heard his side of the story.
我都没有听到他那边是怎么想的呢?
It wasn't the divorce that he had an issue with.
他其实在意的不是离婚这件事。
It was part of the denominational bylaws that did not permit him to license me as a pastor.
而是因为他们那个宗派的特别规定，就是说让这个牧师根本不能够去给他执照，让他成为一个牧师。
So I never paused long enough from the hurt and the disappointment.
所以其实我当时并没有停下来想一想。
To hear his side of the story.
也没有听他那边是怎么想。
And believe it or not, I asked him to write my reference.
然后我就请他当我的推荐人。
And I read my reference letter at the first service when we pioneered the new church.
然后后来我们职堂那个新堂的第一个崇拜呢，我那一天呢，我就读他的推荐信。
And in that letter, he wrote to our denomination.
他在信里面呢，就写信给我们的宗派。
He says, I've seen Guy Higashi.
他说我知道Guy Higashi这个人。
And his healthy marriage today.
他今天他这现在的婚姻非常的健康。
Because of his past, he could never be a pastor in our denomination.
因为他的过去，所以他在我们的宗派里，他不能当牧师。
But it would be a shame if he could not be one in yours.
但是如果他不能够在你们这个宗派里当牧师的话，那非常可惜。
And so, all I encourage you is to have those face-to-face conversations go back to the source.
所以我就要鼓励大家。 去找这个人，然后跟他有面对面的谈话。
The second point is this.
第二点就是
perspective.
有时候立场不一样。
So first is source.
第一件事情我们要找到根源。
Second one is perspective.
第二个就是不同的立场。
Our perspective is not universal.
我们自己的立场绝对不是所有人都这么想的。
Our perception is not universal.
我们所看见的也不是所有人都这样看见。
There's always another point of view.
一定有别人的看法。
Within this story.
在这整个故事里面,
Matthew 18:16 says,
马太福音18章16节说,
if unsuccessful, take one or two others with you and go back again, so that everything you say can be confirmed by two or three witnesses.
16节说, 他若不听, 你就另外带一两个人同去, 要凭两三个人的口做见证, 句句都可定准。
If you read this text as a way of saying, trying to bring people together,
如果你这样子读的话，他的意思就是让两个人在一起，对不对？
Then simply corrective, you'll get a different understanding and application.
如果你认为这样就可以解决两个人就可以解决问题的话，那这句讲的意思就不太一样。
It means open yourself up to their perspective.
就是必须要我们要打开自己的心去听别人的立场。
Quite often, if you listen to someone else,
有时候你去听别人讲话的时候。
Like I did with that pastor,
好像我去听之前那个牧师讲,
I had the oh, I see moment.
我就突然恍然大悟, 哦, 原来事情不是我想的那样。
And it doesn't necessarily have to be the oh, I agree.
但是并不代表我一定同意他所讲的话。
Because you can see where they're coming from.
因为你了解他这样讲有他的道理在, 他的立场在。
So verse 16 says, bring one or two others with you.
所以16节才说你要另外带两三个人跟你一起去
Bring friends to validate
让有第三者旁边来看 然后做一个中间人
And to affirm
而且也是 确定谁是 affirm
To encourage
去鼓励你们
okay. For yourself be open to another person's perspective.
所以你自己本身呢, 也必须要谦卑的, 愿意打开你的心去听另外一个人的想法。
Walk in their shoes for a moment.
真的是要从他们的立场来看这件事情。
Bring people that know both of you.
那最好就是有一个中间人是你们, 他认识你们两个人。
And quite often, it could be a misunderstanding.
很多时候它就是个误会。
Let me tell you a story about what I call the hug.
那我告诉你们一个故事，就叫做拥抱。
Remember I said that we are a huggy people?
你记得我刚说我是非常喜欢拥抱的。
And New Hope is a huggy church?
New Hope这个教会也是很喜欢互相拥抱的。
So I was doing some marital counseling.
所以那个时候呢，我在做婚前辅导。
With a young woman.
Is it after they're married or before?
After. This is a married couple that's having some marital difficulty.
婚姻辅导就是结了婚的一对夫妻，他们有一些问题。
So the wife comes and asks for some counseling.
所以这个太太就来见牧师，说希望有一些辅导的时间。
After the first meeting,
在他们第一个一堂课结束之后，
I found out that her husband didn't trust her.
我发现的就是呢，她先生是不信任她的。
And he was concerned that she was seeing other men.
所以他就怀疑她有跟别的男人在一起。
As I looked at her, I realized why he thought that.
我看着他的时候，其实我可以了解他先生为什么这样想。
She was a very beautiful woman.
她非常漂亮。
Very much like my wife.
就像我太太一样漂亮。
Not quite as beautiful.
但是没有我太太那么漂亮。
Then she wanted to have a second meeting.
然后呢，她又这个女人，她又要求第二次会面。
It would have to be during her lunch hour.
然后是她的午休时间。
So she couldn't make it to the church office.
所以她没有办法来到教会。
So I said, let's do it in some place safe. So let's do it at a restaurant where there's other people.
所以我说我们去个公开场合吧，我们去餐厅有别人在。
So I told her I'll meet you at this restaurant at 12 o'clock.
所以我就说呢，我跟你12点在这个餐厅见面。
Then before I left for that appointment, I had a Holy Spirit moment.
在我离开教会要去这个餐厅之前呢，圣灵提醒我。
The Lord said she's very beautiful.
圣灵说她很漂亮。
Bring somebody else with you.
你最好还是另外带个人去吧。
So I brought one of the pastors with me, and I said, "Would you mind going on this appointment with me?"
所以我就叫我另外一个牧师，同事也是一个牧师，说你跟我一起去吧。I
explained the situation.
我就跟他解释了这个情况。He
said, "You can take care of it."
他说你一个人去没问题吧。You
have enough experience.
你那么有经验了。And
I said, "You better come with me."
我说不，你最好跟我一起去。We
went to the lunch restaurant, a restaurant for lunch.
我们就去到那个餐厅要吃午餐。He
looked at me.
他看着我。
And he says, she's very beautiful.
这个牧师跟我说，她还真漂亮。
And I said, now you understand why I need you here.
我说，那现在你懂为什么我叫你一起来了吧？
After the both of us talked with her for a while,
所以在我们两个就跟她跟这个女生讲话。
It felt like we got some next steps. We left the restaurant.
我们大概了解下一步要怎么做了，然后我们大概一起离开了餐厅。
I had the other pastor pay the bill.
我就让另外一个牧师付钱。
And we went outside, and guess what we both did?
然后我们到外面去之后怎么样呢？
I hugged her.
我拥抱这个女的，
like New Hope is a huggy church,
因为我们教会人都是习惯这样做的。
And then my fellow pastor hugged her.
然后另外这个牧师也拥抱她。
Then I looked across the way,
然后我们就远远看到另外一个人。
And I saw her husband,
看到她的先生在车子里面等她。
I thought to myself, imagine if I had not brought somebody with me.
我就想说，天哪， 如果我没有带另外一个人来的话。
My perspective was that I was just greeting her.
我的立场就是我这个是在打招呼，我是在跟他道别，跟他拥抱。
Hawaiian style.
这个是夏威夷人的习惯。
Her husband was thinking.
他的先生的立场是什么呢？
There she goes having an affair.
你看吧，他果然有跟另外一个男人在一起。
That's why the Bible tells us in reconciliation, it's always good to bring someone else with you.
所以这就是为什么圣经里面说，
Whoever witness and appointed you.
有一个中间人比较好，然后也会有第三方的看法。
Because our perspective is not universal.
因为我们的看法有时候是,
we don't all see the same things the same way.
我们不会所有人都有一样的看法。
Okay. So the final thing that I wanted to leave with you,
最后一件事情我想要讲,
it's one that's very hard for me in regards to conflict resolution.
就是在, 冲突解决之道这个主题里面对我来讲特别困难。
It includes three words.
就是三个字。
Listen.
听。
Learn.
学习。
And forgive.
还有原谅。 三个词。
Listen.
聆听。
Learn.
学习。
And forgive.
还有原谅。
Matthew 18 is about forgiveness.
马太福音十八章讲的就是原谅这个主题。
It's about making room for others.
让别人可以进到你的空间里面来。
It's about reconciliation.
是讲的是和睦和好。
But quite often our misunderstandings are simply misunderstandings.
不过有时候没什么好原谅的，因为它就是个误会而已嘛。
And conflict resolution is a process.
而这个解决冲突的过程呢，也是挺漫长，也是需要时间的。
It's a journey.
真的是一个旅程。
And it takes time.
是需要花时间的。
Remember, I said the three words were listen.
记得我刚说第一个就是聆听。
Learn.
第二个是学习。
And forgive.
第三个就是宽恕。
I don't know if it's my age or not.
我不知道是不是跟我的年龄有关。
I don't hear very well anymore.
我现在听力不太好了。
My wife says, go to the doctor and get a hearing aid.
我太太说叫我去弄个助听器。
Now, I don't know if you're like me and married for a long while, nearly 40 years.
我不知道是你是不是跟我一样，我已经结婚。
Oh, 28 years, going on 30. Thank you, honey.
我们结婚是28年，快要30
年了。I gotta check with the boss.
结婚快要30年。
But...She always tells me, do you hear that noise?
她常常会跟我说，你有没有听到那个声音？
It might be in the car.
可能是在车里，我们一边开车的时候。
She hears noises that I don't hear.
她会听到我没听到的东西。
One day we're sitting down watching a football game.
大家一起看这个 football 球赛的时候。
And my wife tells me, you hear that noise?
我太太会突然说，你有没有听到那个声音？
And I said, what noise?
我说什么声音啊？
And then I asked my daughter, I said,Do you hear something?
我就问我女儿，你有没有听到？
She said, yes, Dad.
她说有。
So my wife said, I think it's the washing machine.
我太太就说，哦，那可能是洗碗机。
Go downstairs and check the washing machine.
去楼下看看那个洗碗机是不是出什么问题。
I said, the washing machine is fine.
我说好，不要啦，洗碗机没事的。
She said, it's making a funny noise.
我太太说没有，它声音怪怪的。
So I walked downstairs to our basement.
所以我就到我们的地下室去。
The washing machine was making a funny noise.
的确，那个洗碗机声音怪怪的。
It was in the spin cycle.
那个是
The spin,
in the 洗衣机讲错了。
Or ring cycle.
洗衣机，然后那个时候正在脱水。
You know where the washer is done washing its load, and now it's squeezing it by spinning.
就是洗完衣服之后不是会旋转而脱水吗
？So typically the I like this because we can make sound effects. So the washing machine is supposed to go boom 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 boom.
所以洗衣机应该正常来讲是这个声音才对。
But instead, it was going ka chong ka chong ka chong ka chong.
但是那一天的声音是像这样，就不太正常。
So I had to lift the cover.
所以我需要把这个盖子打开。
And I saw that the wash was off balance.
然后我看到的就是呢，那个衣服全部都结在一块了。
Once.I lifted the lid, all the clothes fell back into the center.
所以我把盖子打开之后呢，其实所有的衣服就掉到中间了。
And I realized that it was my son's big blue heavy jeans that had thrown the wash out of balance.
那后来我就发现原因就是因为我儿子的很大件的牛仔裤，然后让那个衣服不平均，重量不平均，它全部重量都在一边。
So I had to pause and redistribute the load in the washing machine.
所以我要把它停下来，然后把里面的衣服再重新散布分布一下。
And then I press start.
然后我就按着开始。
No longer ka-junk, 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 ka-junk.
就没有这个奇怪声音了。
Instead it went, 呜呜呜，
回到原来正常的声音。
Like it was supposed to.
就是正常来讲就是这样。
Matthew 18:17 says this: If a person refuses to listen, take your case to the church.
马太福音十八章十七节就说，如果他不听呢，就告诉教会。
Listen very carefully. The goal is not discipline, and the goal is not expulsion.
现在听清楚了，这个非常重要。把他去交到教会那边，并不是为了要处罚他。
The goal is reconciliation and restoration back into community.
而是为了要和睦，要大家可以恢复之前那个友谊。
Sometimes in our life, our relationships are like that washing machine. It's out of balance.
有的时候我们生命里面的一些关系就像这个洗衣机里面一样。
And we need to have someone with a little bit more experience to help you lift the lid.
我们需要一个比较有经验的人来帮忙。
And redistribute the load.
把那盖子打开，然后把里面的衣服重新分布一下。
So that the machine can function like it's supposed to.
然后可以回到原来正常的运作。
See, the body of Christ is expected to be impartial.
其实呢，基督的身体来讲，应该大家彼此都是公平对待才对。
In other words, we don't choose sides. And in fact, this text says, talk to your leaders in church. Because they have the experience and the wisdom to be able to see something from another point of view. So sometimes when we have a situation that we cannot resolve, the intent is to take it to a wider community that would hear what the challenge is.
然后我们就是要把它带到一个另外一个群体当中，让大家都来听这个问题在哪里。
And help us to redistribute the load.
然后把这个问题重新的分布一下，解决一下。
And to press start all over again.
然后再按开始，就可以重新正常运作。
The steps and the process is a process of reconciliation and restoration.
这个步骤就是为了要达到和睦。
I never read this text before and understood the importance of verse 19 and 20. Because if you read that text in light of 19 and 20, it makes a lot of sense.
因为如果呢，你把十九二十节放在这整个上下文里面读，它就很有道理了。It
says this on 19, I also tell you this, that if two of you agree down on earth concerning the things you ask, then the Father in heaven will do it for you.
19节说，我要告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。
And where two or three gather together because they are mine,
然后因为无论在哪里，必有两三个人奉我的名聚会。
I am there with them.
那里就有我在他们中间，我在他们中间。
So the idea is, God doesn't want to see people exiled or cast out.
所以呢，神是不希望有人是被逐出去的。
He said, if you allow that on earth, that would be how life is in heaven.
他说，如果你让世界上是这样子，把人驱逐的话，那你到天上也是这样子。
But God would like as many people to be reconciled.
但是神希望越多人和睦越好。
And be in heaven.
然后都在天堂里面。
Therefore, don't let differences fracture you.
所以不要让我们中间的不同破坏我们中间的关系。
Instead, be willing to press into the challenge.
而是要面对问题。
Address the concern.
把大家心里面的顾虑说出来。
Confront issues.
对峙，面对，解决问题。
And be reconciled.
然后最后就和睦，和好。
Let me tell you, I'm going to close with two stories.
First,
the first one is this. I was at a Bible study on Thursday.
我礼拜四的时候去参加一个查经。
And we're talking about the issue of sin in our life.
我们就在讲生命里面的罪。
And we're talking about sometimes the challenges that we face cause us to respond differently.
有时候我们就讲到说，有时候面对不同的问题，我们会有不同的反应。
Sometimes the sin is like a disease or hurt in our life.
有时候这个罪在我们的生命中成为了一种伤害。
And it requires someone to help walk along with us to get us out of the situation that we're in.
然后我们需要有人来到我们旁边帮助我们，把我们从我们的困境里面救出来。
So my friend told me about his daughter who wanted to be a veterinarian.
所以我的朋友就在跟我聊天，他说他女儿想当兽医。
You know, a veterinarian is an animal doctor.
就是医动物的。
And so she went to school for about a year and then she did some internship.
然后她就去念这个主修，然后后来去做实习。
So she went to an area of a veterinarian and the veterinarian told her, why do you want to be a veterinarian?
她就做实习的时候呢，她实习的那家动物医院的兽医就问她说，你为什么想当兽医呢？
She said, I like to fix up all cute hurting animals.
她说，我喜欢治愈这些可爱小动物的伤痛呀。
Because everybody wants to be a veterinarian because they want to heal hurting cute animals.
因为他说每个人当兽医都是为了要治愈这些可爱小动物的伤痛。
He told her, I notice you have nice hands, beautiful hands.
然后这个兽医就说，我注意到你的手蛮漂亮的。
She thought he was making a pass at her.
然后他还以为这个兽医跟他就是调情。
And she said, what does my hands have to do this with it?
他就说，我的手跟当兽医什么关系啊？
She said, you have beautiful hands and you have to take care of hurting animals.
这个兽医跟他说，你的手这么漂亮，可是你是要照顾受伤的动物哦。
Some of those are hurting dogs.
有些是受伤的狗。
They might be cute little puppies.
他们可能是可爱的小狗,
but by the time you see them,
但是你看到他们的时候,
they are hit with by a car.
他们可能是被车撞了,
have broken bones.
或者是有骨折了,
maybe dragged by the car on the asphalt.
搞不好呢, 被那个车拖在底下, 在柏油路上拖,
of their fur.
然后掉毛都掉了一半的没了。
When you reach into the cage to help that animal,
当你把手伸进去这个笼子里面想要帮助它的时候,
it's hurt and it's not happy.
它是很痛的, 它是不开心的,
that animal will bite you.
它一定会咬你。
But when the animal bites you, not if the animal bites you,
它一定会咬你, 这是时间早晚的问题而已。
I want you to push your hand further.
我要你把那个手尽量伸过去给它咬。
You see, dogs have canine teeth.
因为狗是有这个虎牙的，对不对？
So when they bite you, it's meant to lash in.
它咬你的时候，它就是为了要刺进去你的皮肤里面。
And rip out.
然后把你的肌肉拉开。
If a dog bites me,
如果狗咬你的话，
my reaction is to pull my hand out.
我们正常的反应应该是赶快把手抽走，对不对？
When we do that,
但当我们那么做的时候，
rip out all of our brain, veins.
那我们都把这些血管
bloody mess,
一定会拉开， 然后就会到处都是血，
and we'll have a huge scar.
会留下很大的一条疤。
He says what you need to do is counterintuitive.
他说你要做的事情是非常反直觉的。
When that dog bites you,
当狗咬你的时候，
understanding that it's in pain,
你要知道它是因为受伤的关系，
you push your hand further into its mouth.
你把手再给它咬。
The dog will have gag reflexes, can't breathe.
然后你把手戳进去的时候呢， 它就会戳到喉咙， 它就会有点，
and then let go.
有一点自然的反应， 然后喉咙因为自然反应， 它就会松口了。
Then you can work on the animal.
然后你就可以来替它治疗。
Instead of a huge scar and a lot of blood,
那你就不会有一大条疤跟很多血。
You'll heal up with two little holes and you'll disappear by the time you hit my age.
然后呢，你手上呢只会有两个小小的洞，等到你到我这年纪的时候，它就会完全消失。This
is a lesson in conflict resolution.
这个也是冲突解决之道里面的重要的功课。Our
reaction is someone is hurt.
我们正常的反应就是，如果有人受伤的话，
and maybe I'm hurt.
比如说 Pastor Hagakashi 是受伤的，
so we don't want to talk to one another.
我们是想要避免他的。
It's easier for us to run away.
我们离开比较简单。
What the Bible is telling us.
但是圣经教导的不是这样。
See the person face to face.
你要面对这个人。
If not, bring two others with you.
或者是带另外两个人一起。
And if not, bring another community that would help us.
如果还不行的话， 那么就带更多教会的，
to reconcile our relationship.
或者是牧师， 来帮助我们修复这个关系。
My final story is this.
最后讲这个故事。
I don't think Dan Chen is here. Dan Chen here?
Yeah, he's there.
Hello, Dan. Dan Chen, stand up, Dan. Dan is a wonderful artist.
我们的Dan弟兄是非常好的一个艺术家。
He's a great painter.
他很会画画。
Great sculptor.
又很会雕塑。
And he also makes beautiful vases.
他还会做很漂亮的花瓶。
Pottery.
陶器。
This story is about a potter.
我现在要讲的故事就是一个陶匠的故事。
This potter makes beautiful vases.
有个陶匠呢， 他专门做很漂亮的花瓶。
The most exquisite in the land.
是全地最漂亮的， 没有看过。
But this potter lived in the countryside where there was no electricity nor running water.
但是这个陶匠住在一个乡下地方， 那里没有水也没有电。
So in order for the potter to work with his clay and get food that he, and water that he needs, he has to go, climb up to the mountain and get water from the well.
那么当然做陶器是需要水的， 所以他就要爬山， 然后到一个有井的地方取水。
So at least once a day he'll climb up into the mountain and get the water.
所以他一天至少要去取水一次。
Carrying one of his vases,
拿着他的水瓶，
filled with water,
然后装满了水，
that he used for drinking but also to make his pottery.
这个水他会拿来喝， 也会拿来做陶器。
Now to get the job done, he took a vase that was unfinished and had a crack that ran halfway through it.
然后呢， 他去装水的这个瓶子呢， 是没有做完， 而且有个裂缝在上面。
Now if I had to walk up a hill to collect water, I'd get a vase that was perfect. That was, can hold all the water that I need.
如果我是要去装水的话， 我一定要找一个好的瓶子嘛， 就没有裂缝的， 这样才能不要漏水。
But this potter chose one that was flawed.
但是这个陶匠却选择一个，
one that had a crack.
有裂缝的瓶子。
So the potter would grab that vase.
所以他每天就这样拿着瓶子。
Walk up the hill.
爬山。
Fill it up and then come back down. And have to make three trips to
装满水，然后他下来之后把水倒了呢，还要再回去要三次才够。
This happened day after day,
每天都这样。
Month after month,
每个月。
Year after year,
经过了很多年。
After 30 years,
过了三十年之后。
This pot, this vase was so frustrated.
这个瓶子他就非常的
This potter said,
挫折。
This pot said to the potter, "Why don't you use the other beautiful vases?"
这个瓶子就对这个陶匠说，你为什么不用别的瓶子呢？
I'm not finished, I'm imperfect.
我是不完美的，你没看到吗？
I have a crack that runs halfway through me.
我当中有个裂缝，你没看到吗？
When we first started, you had black hair, and now you have gray hair.
以前你刚开始去提水的时候，你是黑头发，现在已经白发苍苍了。
And it no longer takes you 3 times to make that trip, it takes you 4 trips.
现在呢，三次已经不够了，那个水，你还得走四次。
Please don't do it anymore.
你不要再这样做了。
That's too hard work.
实在是太辛苦了。
The potter grabbed the vase.
那个陶匠把这个花瓶，这个瓶子拿起来。
Walked up the mountain trail.
然后又走到这个山上。
And from the top of its precipice, he says, "What do you see?"
然后走到山顶的时候，他跟这个瓶子说：“你看到什么？”
The smoke coming from the fire that you have burning in your home.
他就说：“哦，我看到我们家远远的在那边你在烧那个陶器的烟，这样子冒上来。”
He said, "What else do you see?"
然后他那个陶匠说：“你还看到什么？”
That I see that well-worn path from all the trips you made up and down the hill.
这个瓶子就说，我看到这一条道路啊，你每次就是从这边走上来的。
The grass no longer grows. Rocks are exposed. The trip is treacherous.
这个路呢是没有草在上面，然后又有很多碎石头。
And then the potter says, "But what do you see on the sides of the path?"
然后这个陶匠就说，那你有没有看到这个小路旁边有什么呢？
The vase said.I see beautiful flowers.
这个瓶子说，我看到很漂亮的鲜花呀。
I see fruit trees.
我看到果树呀。
And then the potter told the vase, he says, "I knew you were broken."
我这个陶匠就跟这个瓶子说，我知道你是破的。
I knew you were flawed.
我知道你是不完美的。
But every time we get water,
但是每次我们去提水的时候
，I knew you'd leak on the way down.
我都知道你一路会漏水。
And knowing that you leak,
然后因为我知道你会漏水。
I planted the seeds.
所以我之前已经种了种子了。
And now 30 years later,
三十年以后
I have beautiful flowers for my dining room table.
我坐在我家里面餐桌上就看到多么美丽的花朵，多么美丽的景色。
And I can have fruits for breakfast.
而且呢，我还可以从这些果树摘水果来吃。
See, God doesn't look for perfection.
神要的不是完美。
He looks for the people that are imperfect.
他要的是不完美的人。
He helps us work through our flaws.
然后帮助我们修补我们的缺陷。
God never wastes a hurt.
神是不会让伤痛毫无价值的。
But the only way we can work through the hurt,
但是我们唯一能够经过这个伤痛的方法
sometimes comes from those that are closest to us,
有时候这伤害来自我们最亲近的人
requires us to have conflict resolution.
有时候我们就是需要用这些冲突解决之道去面对。
And God can make something that was damaged,
神就可以让这个受损的东西
or misunderstood,
或者误会
into something that is beautiful.
把它变为美好的。
May 2015 have a new word in the dictionary.
希望2015年字典里面会有一个新字。
It's no longer unfriend.
不是 unfriend 这种字。
Instead, be friend.
而是做朋友吧。
Let's be world changers.
我们来改变这个世界吧。
And make some friendships.
多交一些朋友。
Amen.
Amen.
All right.